Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. Coming up in this week's second hour of the show, armed with a fleet of cooks, mobile pits, kitchens, and volunteers, Operation Barbecue Relief delivers the healing power of barbecue to disaster-affected communities, offering solace to residents, first responders, and relief workers. Eric G. sits down with Stan Hay, CEO of Operation Barbecue Relief, as they discuss his classes this weekend and how they serve millions of meals and help out the community. Let's get this show started. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. As always, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrill. If you're looking for that new budget barbecue grill under $1,000, they got you covered at MontyMcGrills.com. Well, today, we've got my old buddy, who has been doing the Lord's work with barbecue out there. I can tell you that. Operation Barbecue Relief. And if you don't know who these guys are, now's the time to pay attention, because I've worked with them a little bit, and it's so fun to see these guys making a difference. And we got my brother from another mother, Stan Hayes, in the house. Welcome back to the show, man.
Eric, appreciate you having me back on and taking the time. A lot of stuff going on, and good time to catch up.
Man, you guys have been just out there since, what, 2011 or so?
Yeah, 2011. Just had our 14th anniversary.
Man. So. And I see you guys on social media. If there's a disaster in the United States, you guys gather the troops and roll in and absolutely take care of the first responders, the people helping out, the people that are victims. Whatever needs to be done, you guys roll in with your caravan and make stuff happen.
You know, it's amazing to see, the growth in the organization. You know, last year during back-to-back hurricanes, sitting there having sites in East Tennessee, Western North Carolina, two in Florida, three in Florida at one point in time, you know, locations and remote locations. And you know, when your locations are split because of the highway being demolished and everything between East Tennessee and Western North Carolina, and feeding down into South Carolina and up into Georgia. It was, you know, back in 2018 when we did it for the first time and had two different sites after a major one. A lot of people didn't think we could do it. I mean, even within the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, well, we're going to prove whether we can do it or we can't. You know, we got to learn to walk and chew gum sometime. And so when this happened last year, it wasn't even can we do it. It's like, all right, let's figure out who's best to be where, and let's make it happen. And that's the difference in attitude, the difference in team today from there. You know, just that growth that they knew, hey, we got the people.
Yeah.
We've put people together, and we've got the education programs in place to get people trained and everything. And so we were just shy of 1.6 million meals last year.
Ooh, dude, that is a lot of food. And you guys have gone from trying to figure out how to run and chew gum at the same time to run, chew gum, juggle flaming chainsaws while throwing axes for fun and barbecuing. Oh. I mean, you guys got it down.
You know, it's a credit to the volunteers, because, you know, as much as we do, we have a pretty small team, you know, as an organization to be nationwide the way we are. But to have a database of almost 25,000 people that are willing to take some vacation, jump when needed. And then, you know, last year we did 24 disasters across the United States, right? but we did 100 non-disaster events last year, you know, and one of those events that we did was, you know, right up the road in Ridgefield.
Yeah, at the ALNA Barbecue Fest. And it's so fun. That's the time I get to catch up with you every year and see and say, hey, what's going on? And get a little FaceTime with you, which it's always fun. And that's always a greatly attended event. And man, that is coming up here again quick. And man, you're one of the featured ones on this. You've even stepped up a little bit yourself. I love it.
Well, you know, I helped, you know, I won't say I helped create it, but I helped drive it at the beginning of, hey, what do we need to do to really bring people out from the barbecue aspect of what they do competition wise to demo wise to this year? We've done for the last few years, we've done a class, you know, and shown the basics and then a little competition at the end. But one of the things that we've started getting asked by groups that we've done is, have you ever done anything around the business side of what it's like to be in the business of barbecue? Because we've gotten more and more people that dabble with, hey, you know, thought about doing this as a side gig or some catering or something. Mm-hmm. So this year we're going to be vending. And I'm bringing in a team of guys that two of them, that's what they do for a living, that are volunteers of ours. So they're going to be coming in and we've got basically about a 10-page document that talks about everything from the pre-planning stages to the pricing stages to determining how much food we're ordering for this event. And they're going to go through that, but then they're going to get hands-on. I mean, we're doing pork spare ribs. Oof. And we're going to be doing chopped beef sliders. So we'll have a little beef. But we'll put on a little show. We'll have we'll have the ribs out there being basted and charred on the grill, the party grill, getting them nice and sticky and bring, you know, putting on a little show for the people.
Nice.
Because, you know, I truly believe if you're going to get into vending and doing, you know, catering or on-site activation, you got to be able to, you know, sell the sizzle a little bit. And having that party grill out there, do we need it? No. I mean, the ribs are done.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're basting those ribs right there on an open fire and people are seeing those mahogany ribs coming off there with a little bit of char on there, and then they're getting those ribs in their basket 2 minutes later. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
heck, you were there when we were slinging ribs and couldn't keep up and it was 100 degrees outside.
Dude, that was like one of the hottest days in recent history for me. You know, you're handing me ribs. I'm ripping them down and getting them so we can get them served up. And we're in the middle of a black parking lot in 105 degree heat. And
it was, I was like, this isn't supposed to happen up here. What am I doing?
Oh man. I felt like I was baking on the grill. You know, I was like, all right, here we go. And it was hot, but I got a funny story though. We had so many great people in there and, you know, I learned after a while, your hands just kind of go numb. These things are hot kind of disappears after a bit, but I was back there cutting ribs. We were getting them ready. You were throwing them on my table. I was getting them served up. And we had the who's who of Food Network standing around that year. And I'm sitting there questioning every single thing I'm doing because I am way over my culinary skis at this point. I'm a home improvement guy. And, you know, when I've got people that I've watched on guys' grocery games and Food Network shows that have had decades of that stuff, and I'm sitting there cutting up ribs and they're asking for me to give them ribs. And I'm like, yes, chef, here you go, chef. And I'm like, I'm questioning how I'm holding the knife and I know how to hold a knife. You know what I mean? It's just, I was like, oh, hey, I'm rolled
up. I've been there when I've cooked with those guys and they're coming over going, hey, this is amazing. And I'm like, hey, you know, the compliments and it's a compliment when they come over and they're like, hey, can I get some of those ribs, right? That you're doing. It's, you know, that, hey, you're putting out a product that these guys want to eat. That means you're doing some stuff right.
Yeah. When I got Alton Brown with his hand on my shoulder going, hey man, can I get those two right there? I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm way out of my league at this point.
that year was crazy. I mean, the number of people that were coming through, you know, how we just got hammered and it was so hot. I mean, it was so, I don't think anybody believed that it was going to get the temperatures they were talking. I sure didn't. I was like, come on, there's no way. It's Pacific Northwest. 105 degrees. Oh my Lord.
Dang, dude.
That year,
yeah, I mean, in June.
It was all summer long for you too.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just that time because I was back down there like, you know, a couple weeks later, going to, going down to Lincoln City with on a family retreat, and we flew in there, and it was nighttime, and I'm like, holy cow. I'm walking out going, oh my.
I think that was the year.
It was warmer there than it was Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it was, that was the year that we had 117 in Portland. 60% of the homes here don't have AC.
To find out more, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't go anywhere. Eric G. will be back with more from Stan Hayes and Operation Barbecue Relief after these important messages from our sponsors.
What's up? This is Sticks It In Ya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. We've been talking with my buddy Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief in his event this weekend here in Southwest Washington. But first, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. Check them out at MontyMcGrills.com. Now let's get back to the show. It's not normal for here, but that was also one of my one of my favorite cooking moments was sitting out there with you. And I don't know how many hundreds of racks of ribs we slung. It was probably close to that at least.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that weekend we did... I think we were just shy of 200 racks of ribs for the weekend.
Yeah.
And that was our busy day.
Yeah.
You know, that was the busiest day. And we don't plan on doing, you know, I ordered like 425 pounds of spare ribs because I'm going to cut, we're going to do riblets, you know,
nice.
Rib tips. We're going to cut off the brisket bone portion of the rib, the pork ribs, and we'll candy those things up with a bunch of sauce yeah, we're actually going to be doing beef clod, which is probably a little bit different for most people up in the Pacific Northwest, but it chops up great, makes a great slider, and then we're gonna play with some pickles. Everything's getting pickles this year. I didn't want to do a side dish. I'm like, everybody's coming for the barbecue. Who's coming for a side dish? So let's grab some already commercially made, really nice artisan pickle chips, but we're going to throw in some Fresno chilies, a little bit of onion and stuff. Get them marinating. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but you know, we've invited back a lot of the people that have gone through the course.
Yeah.
Over the last 4 years previously, it's slow. So hopefully last week I had one volunteer signed up. Mm-hmm. We have three different shifts, two on Saturday.
Yep.
They're doing it by shifts this year. So it's like noon to four and then like 5 to 9 on Saturday and then noon to four on Sunday. So people can do that. People can reach out to me, you know, if they're interested in learning a little bit about the business of barbecue. You don't have to be a veteran or first responder this year to join. Mm-hmm. We did target that group again, but it's anybody that's really, wants to learn.
Yeah.
And willing to get their hands dirty a little bit for the day.
Yeah. So let me set the stage on this. So this is at the Alena Resort Casino there in Southwest Washington. So up in Washington State here for all the national people out there. And this starts on Saturday. He's talking about session one. That's June 14th. So that's Father's Day weekend. And noon to four, it looks like, is the first one. And hopefully it's not too hot because that's on the parking garage rooftop.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about being up on that rooftop, you actually have some breeze up there versus being down on the ground.
We were on the ground. It was no breeze down there. We were protected by the building and in full sun. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It they've really made a very nice little venue on top of this parking garage.
Yeah.
They have a nice stage for demos. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have chefs that are up there doing demos. And a good friend of mine is going to be the MC for this year, Matt Grork. And Matt is a high school teacher by trade.
Nice.
Went on Next Level Chef and made it to like the final four. And the guy's got like, I don't know, he's got like couple million followers now and teaching instead of just teaching physical education like he was, his high schools started building a culinary program around the guy.
That's beautiful.
And so I can't think of anything better than teaching kids. And yesterday I was actually at the National High School Barbecue Championship is going on here in Kansas City.
Sweet.
And so there's teams from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri competing for the high school championship. about 90 different teams.
Nice.
And we actually provided the teams and their families dinner last night. What a disaster dinner would be to try, you know, to show these kids they're the future of our volunteers, mm-hmm. right? To say, hey, guys. And so tomorrow during award ceremony, I get to go up there and talk a little bit about how they can get involved. And,
nice.
And that's really what I want to do. I mean, the good and the, you know, the good and the bad is we're so far away from the Pacific Northwest, but I've got some new resources and making some new mm-hmm. Friends with some organizations in that area. So if we have to respond, because you guys get the forest fires, you guys yeah. get things, God, you know, knock on wood that, you know, another, you know, Mount St. Helens or something
we
like that.
We got earthquakes
happening.
Right around the corner, you know, yep. knock on wood right now. Cause it's,
exactly,
it's,
right?
it's gonna happen. It just, it's when, so
it's when,
yep,
it certainly is. And so for us, it's like, all right, who can we, and I'm this group I met out of Seattle, mm-hmm. they're called missionoutdoors.org.
Nice.
And they take veterans and first responders out fishing, golfing, doing different things. And, they've got an old hickory, which is what we cook on, and it's so much closer. So
right.
through the barbecue community, I got connected with them, and they're actually bringing it down to me,
oh,
and,
nice.
And getting hopefully going to hang out for the weekend. The executive director and founder, and I'm like, hey, look, this is what I'll do. I'll come back and we'll put on a class, you know, we'll do a whole weekend of grilling and barbecue class, ending with a little competition and, you know, let's make it fun. And if it happens to be on a weekend that, you know, when you're going to go out, he's like, well, come back at the end of the month. We're doing a ling cod tournament.
Oh,
I can't.
Yeah.
But can't, I but
yeah. Yeah. You're already booked yeah. up, but yeah, still, you know, and the cool thing is so for this schedule you got coming up here on Saturday the 14th, you got the morning and the afternoon. It looks like the evening session two goes from 5 to 9, and then there's a Sunday yep. one on Father's Day, so that's a perfect one from noon to 4.
It's a great day. You know, we've done this on Father's Day before and had great success out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they moved it last year but then brought it back to this date this year, and the hotel sold out.
Yep.
I may not even get a room there. I may be staying down in Vancouver and having to go back and forth,
yeah.
which, you know, adds a little complexity to it when
does.
you're having to cook for 10, 12 hours.
When you just want to go
done.
Take a shower.
That's it. There, I could run up to the room, take a shower, come back down. But, you know, it'll all be good.
Yep.
I got an amazing team. Like I said, I'm bringing three volunteers that just kill it. And two of them are Vend as their business. You know, and food trucks. And so the people that get to come and do this year will really have an opportunity to learn from people that do it all the time, for profit and not for profit.
And that is awesome. And it's such a great opportunity for people out there that are like, hey, I think I'm pretty good at this. I want to do something more. Why not come yeah. and have a good time and learn a little bit?
And see whether, hey, you know what, I want to take my passion to the next level, or, hey, you know what, I might lose my passion. I was really worried, you know, there. I used to cater some when I was competing in the early days, and I was like, people are like, hey, you want to go open, you ever thought about opening a restaurant? I had a guy approach me saying, hey, I'll invest in you. And I'm like, you know what, I think I would hate it. If it became my job like that,
yeah.
to where every day I got to, you know, I don't know that I'd like it.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to be able to take a day off, right?
I know some people that just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Absolutely. And that's why we have so many amazing barbecue joints around the country, though, is because
oh, yeah.
those people with the passion and the skill go out and say, hey, I'm going to do something different. And they learn from classes like this.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's a master class. Come on.
We've had some of our volunteers that have moved into catering, that have moved into vending now. We've had.
To find out more, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't go anywhere. Eric G will be back with more from Stan Hayes and Operation Barbecue Relief after these important messages from our sponsors.
Not from you, not from anybody.
Hey, Around the House fans. We've got some exciting news. Our website just got a major upgrade, thanks to the pros at SiteHypeDesigns.com. Now it's easier than ever to catch up on episodes, find expert home improvement tips, and connect with us. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and check out the fresh new look, and make sure to follow us on all our social media channels. It's your ultimate home for everything around the house. Built for homeowners, designed for you. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House show.
If I could dream.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G. Raise
your fist. Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. We've been talking with my buddy Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief. But first, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. Check them out at MontyMcGrills.com. Now let's get back to the show.
We've had some of our volunteers that have moved into catering, that have moved into vending now. We've had people go through the class that have now bought food trucks and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to make this a side gig thing. I love it. Yeah, I was talking yesterday at the high school about how you can use, you know, the grilling and barbecue that you're doing as fundraising.
Yeah.
Right. A pork butt fundraiser is one of the most profitable fundraisers that you can do. I mean, you can sell them for $45 all day long. And you're clearing about $30 a pork butt, you know, right? at that clip, you know, especially if you can find them on sale, you might be even getting more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are getting about four and a half pounds of pulled pork. I mean, you can't go to a restaurant and buy four pounds of pulled pork that's going to be that kind of quality for $45. You just can't do it. If you're doing it, you're buying it from the grocery store and
Get
what you pay for.
Yeah, it's funny. My girlfriend and I did this last weekend. She grabbed some stuff that was on sale, great quality pork, and that was a half meal being breakfast. So it was awesome. And it just kept going. I'm like, man, we ate half the week on that, you know, and it's so good too, because you can do so many things with it.
Yeah, you go to Costco or something and you're like, hey, look at that beef that's on reduced sale over there. I'm going to go grab that. You know, what can I make from it? And you're like, oh, hey, I can make tacos one day. I can make steak sandwiches the next day. And yeah, it's exactly it. And just having fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I tell people. You know, if at the end of the day you decide, hey, you talked me out of ever wanting to do this.
Awesome.
Did you have fun? Did you have fun while we were doing it?
Yep.
You know, did you meet some people? Did you have fun? And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I was up hitting my grocery store the other day for something for a TV segment that I was doing. So I was doing some barbecue on it, just throwing some burgers on and just a little Father's Day thing that we were doing. And I walked in there this is an Albertsons. This isn't something crazy. They had tri-tip on sale for $5.99 a pound. I'm like,
yep, sign me up.
I'm like, I wasn't coming in here by it. So I came home with a full tri-tip roast for $24. And I'm like,
yep,
done.
Look, I believe the tri-tip is one of the absolute best cuts when you do it right. Sear that thing hard or reverse sear it to where it's nice, medium rare. Let it rest. Slice that up. It makes the best steak sandwiches out there.
I've been doing it for 25 years when I could only get it. That was almost probably 30 years ago. Where there was a butcher that I had in my little hometown that his family grew up in Santa Maria down in California, and they were getting it.
Sure.
And this is before you could get it at Costco or places like that. And he's like, you gotta try this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's cheap. It's amazing. And I ended up one of my favorite cuts of beef.
Yeah. It's challenging. It was a category last year for the kids in high school barbecue. They'll change things up because you got to know how to cut it. You got to know how
it's all about the cut.
You know, I mean, the grain is every different direction.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's the great part about the education, mm-hmm. you know, around grilling and barbecue. And I think it's a big part of the barbecue family out there.
Mm-hmm.
is they're so willing to help out when somebody has a question, right?
Yeah.
Going, hey, you know, I've been struggling with this. I get it all the time. They're like, hey, you know, I'm struggling with my brisket, let's say. And all right, what are you doing? You're just not cooking it long enough. Dude, it's been on there. You're just not cooking it long enough. And I get it. You're not getting that connective tissue to break down. The internal temperature is not there. You might think you're overdoing it, but this is not something. A brisket's not something that you cook to a medium rare. Brisket's something you're going to take to about 205 and then let rest for an hour or so before you even slice it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are like,
what?
You know, but then they go do it and they're like, oh my God, that made all the difference in the world. You know, like two extra hours and this thing's tender. And I think, and that's,
yeah,
that's, I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it when people come and go, hey, I don't know how you did this, but I've been trying to do this and I can't. And you just, you know, you talk with them, you learn what they're doing and you show them different ways or you tell them different ways to try it or what they're missing, the step that they're missing. You know, it may be as simple, like I said, as, hey, you need about two more hours on that and you'll have it.
Yep.
It'll be money.
That's the funny thing with cooking meat that I think is always so interesting is because rules for one cut are A. Rules for one cut are like F. You know what I mean? It's so different off the same animal and it's not close.
It isn't. You would not do... Well, anything that you do to a brisket, you wouldn't do to pretty much anything else besides chuck ribs, a beef clod. But you get into the ribeye or the tender. Oh, gee, we had a camp last year, and I told everybody I pulled out a bunch of pork tenderloins, you know, and not pork loins, the little tenderloins, and I said, look, don't ever cook this way your mom taught you, you know that. If you cook this to 165 degrees, like your mom told you you had to with pork, this thing, you might as well use it to shoe the bottom of, you know, the sole, the bottom of your shoes, because they are just going to be horrible. And I said, but what I'm going to do today is I'm going to cook it like a beef steak, a beef tenderloin steak. I wrapped it in bacon. I sat there and they all watched me do all of this. And they all think I somehow pulled like some switcheroo, because when they're tasting it, all they tasted was beef at that point. Mm-hmm. Because of the way because tenderloin has no flavor.
Yeah.
You know, it has very little fat in it. So it's the same, whether it's beef or it's pork, it's so lean. And I said, it's all about how you treat it. You could sit there and take that beef tenderloin and cook it more like pork with more of a sweet flavor and everything like that. And you're going to fool yourself.
Yeah.
I said, all I did was fool you into thinking this was beef because we've been talking about beef. We used a beef rub on it. We did a classic of basically bacon wrapped tenderloin. It just was pork.
Yeah. You're using the fat from the bacon and that's
fat from the bacon. That's it.
Yep.
And I was using one of those black charcoal based rubs.
Nice.
And
that's money.
It was so good.
Yeah.
But to me, that's the fun, right? Yeah. I learn all the time. I'll go out there and, you know, and I was sitting there. I'll learn from the kids. You know what they've found because they're even better at finding stuff. They'll be on YouTube watching, you know, 50 different people I've never heard of. And they're like, you should be watching this guy. And I'll go pull up something from some guy I've never heard of going, I don't know who this guy is, but he's doing some pretty cool stuff.
No, you know? Some of these people don't know any better.
Followers, but
they don't know any better, but they've got some really innovative stuff they're doing because they're not like us who, you know, we learned to barbecue from dad or an uncle or grandpa or mom or whoever. And sometimes you got to break the rules to make something good.
Oh, absolutely. Yo. My dad was great with many things. The grill wasn't one of them. And I learned more from what not to do from my dad over the years. And he's learned from me over the years. I mean, but yeah, I didn't know. I was probably 14 before I knew that when grilled chicken is done, it shouldn't be black and charred. You didn't actually need to start basting it, you know, 5 minutes into the cooking process.
Right. Oh, my mom and one of my little brothers eat steak like my dad when he was alive. And probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was cooking steak over at my mom's place over 5 hours from where I live. And I'm over there cooking. I pull them off. I know they like them well done. I pull my steak off at medium rare and I cook it way more than I ever would. And they go, can you put that on? That's raw. They sent me back out there four times. And at the fifth time, I'm cooking it where I'm like, I'm going to make you so mad at me. This is going to be, it was just destroyed. And my mom and a brother go over to the microwave and they hit microwave to warm up the inside a little more. And I'm like, I'm never touching your grill ever again. I just, I went to ridiculous and it wasn't enough. And I was like, this is sick. This is disgusting. Yeah, you know?
I have a brother-in-law and he's like, I can't cook your steak the way you want it.
To find out more, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. Don't go anywhere. Eric G will be back with more from Stan Hayes and Operation Barbecue Relief after these important messages from our sponsors.
Hey guys, it's Eric G, and I have a special offer for you. Do you want to get the podcast a couple days early? How about extended content that isn't in the typical podcast? Maybe you want to check out all the back episodes of the show. And I got a special deal for the first 10 days are free. I want to personally invite you to be an Around the House insider. For about $4 a month, you can get exclusive extended episodes, early access to the weekend show, and exclusive access to me, Eric G, for project questions or comments. Check on the link on your podcast player in the show notes or head to aroundthehouseonline.com and look for the join here button. Make sure and sign up today. As always, thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
All right.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. We've been talking with my buddy Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief in his event this weekend here in Southwest Washington. But first, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And I was like, yeah, no. And it felt bad because the guy's mom's sitting there looking at me. So I take a piece of it and I was like, oh my God, this has texture to it, has flavor.
What is this?
What did you do? And that's the first time I realized, okay, I can like this.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things I still.
Yeah, I got my
list.
There's
nothing you can do to liver to make. Well, there's a few things you can do to liver to make me like it, but it generally involves things like duck fat and making it into a mousse with stuff. And
yeah, I can't even do that with liver. The only thing you can make me do to like it is throw in the trash. Yeah. I mean, I just can't do it. And but, teach your own. But
my wife will eat liver and onions, and my dad and my uncle and these. You know, I can't do it. It's just like nope. There's not enough ketchup in this house for me.
I can't paste enough on that thing to make it taste like I'm going to actually be able to swallow it.
No,
I'm out.
And then there, you know, I have, you know, recently had a couple of eggplant, you know, dishes that are such that I can do it.
Yeah.
But normal eggplant, way people would cook it, I just couldn't do it.
I've had it in some Italian restaurants where it was pretty good, but it's not my thing either. Not my thing.
Yeah. You know, if you don't do it right, it's bitter. It's, you know, and that was the problem.
Yeah.
You know, it was bitter and yeah.
It's not tasty. But
now I'll try anything, you know, more than once. You know, like I will tell you, duck liver.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never had foie gras.
Yes, I have. That's an exception. That's an exception.
It's a true exception.
Yep.
You know, I had a chef friend of mine in New York it was a chicken liver pate with duck fat over the top of it, you know, put it on, you know, it was a mousse type. And I was like, all right, I'll try it because she's standing there. And then I ate like half.
Yeah, you're getting ready to wince and you're like, oh,
you're going to make yourself sick. And I was like, okay, but I can eat it this way.
Yeah. You're like, okay, there's another exception. But yeah, that's the same thing. Same kind of thing. So, brother, if people are going to sign up for the barbecue fest over at ALNA here, are they best just to go to the ALNAResort.com or should they be going over to Operation Barbecue?
Actually, for this one, there's two ways to do it. They could go in and register as a volunteer and then find it in there.
Okay.
They also could just email me and we'll get to that point why they're there.
Cool.
It's just shays@obr.org is my email.
That's easy.
And, you know, we're looking for about three or four more people for each, for the afternoon, for the evening and Sunday afternoon. And that would be perfect. You know, I'd love to have about eight people, you know, nine people there because it would give enough. I mean, you got a OJT, training that day, because we were behind and we were, gosh, I mean, everybody was, we had some people not show and it gets tough.
Yeah. Well, I jumped in. It was like me and my ex, we jumped in and went, let's rock. And here we go.
Oh, and you guys did. I mean, geez. But yeah, I have this year I have three guys that aren't on that list that are, that are rock stars. They're going to be there helping everybody because I'm going to have to be over at the stage doing demos.
Dude, you're getting pulled 8 million directions.
I'm going to do to promote people to come buy ribs, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing, I'm going to show a beef clod, heart probably, and just show, that off and then show. Turn it, do a little TV magic and pull out some sliders and so they can taste it.
Yep. That's awesome.
If all goes well, I'm also working to try to bring a very, Midwestern barbecue sauce out there with me.
Nice.
And if it happens, the ribs will definitely be a different than ever before.
Okay.
It'll be a little bit of sweet heat. Chipotle, actually.
Nice.
Raspberry chipotle sauce. Ooh. That is just fire. And then, I think it'll actually play very well with the beef as well.
Yeah.
Having just one sauce. And we'll cut it because it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
We'll cut it when we're basting it on the grill with a little juice.
Yep.
We'll be doing the whole thing. And I hope if you're around, please definitely come out and see us. And because I'm going to be, like I said, I've got everything. I'm Amazoning even a 1 gallon pump up sprayer just to spritz the ribs with some apple juice and apple cider vinegar.
There we go.
Throughout the whole cooking process.
Yeah, that'll be awesome, brother. Well, people can find you, of course, your email address there. But if they want to learn more about Operation Barbecue Relief, they just head over to OperationBBQRelief.org, right? That's the best way to find the whole site.
You can even knock it down to just the letters, OBR.org. It'll redirect to the full, website. So OBR.org. And, you can register to volunteer there. Over the last 4 years, when this will be our fifth year, I think, at ALNA, when we got there, we had five volunteers in the state of Washington and Oregon.
Yep.
And I think within 100 miles it was about 100 miles, 77 mile radius of Vancouver, we ended up with right now, I want to say there was like 70 or 68, registered volunteers, people that we've met.
This Father's Day, skip the socks and step up to the flame with the all-new Eminent Series from Monument Grills. With premium stainless steel, powerful burners, and precision control, it's everything Dad needs to command the backyard like a boss. Give him the grill that's as legendary as he is. Monument Grills, built for greatness. Ready for Father's Day. To find out more, head to monumentgrills.com. That is monumentgrills.com. Now that is a great barbecue.
Hey guys, it's Eric G, and I have a special offer for you. Do you want to get the podcast a couple days early? How about extended content that isn't in the typical podcast? Maybe you want to check out
all the back episodes of the show. And I got a special deal for the first 10 days are free. I want to personally invite you to be an Around the House insider. For about $4 a month, you can get exclusive extended episodes, early access to the weekend show, and exclusive access to me, Eric G., for project questions or comments. Check on the link on your podcast player in the show notes or head to aroundthehouseonline.com and look for the Join Here button. Make sure and sign up today. As always, thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Teams that have come out, and again, we were a little behind on this one. Mm-hmm. I think they weren't sure. They've got several things going on.
Yep.
Father's Day weekend there. So Barbecue Fest is back, but it's not going to be the way it was. You know,
that's you're
not
different. I noticed that, but that's not a bad thing either.
You're not going to see the celebrity chefs this mm-hmm. year that you've seen in the past. You know, there's not going to be the chef dine around thing. It's really mm-hmm. focused on the demos, the barbecue contest out in the parking lot. That's another thing. Come by and check out the teams that are going to be competing down there, and then the vendors.
Yeah.
I think they call, what do they call it? Bourbon, barbecue and beer,
yeah.
You know, and so there's going to be bourbon and barbecue vendors, several other vendors besides us there doing it. But then there's going to be the craft beer groups. And so it'll be, frankly, I can't think of anything better than, you know, a good bourbon and barbecue or a good beer and barbecue. I mean, they all go together so well.
Those are my three love languages. That is sure. All good, brother. And I so appreciate what you guys are doing. I mean, you have created such an amazing monster here, you know, with you and your entire organization, all the volunteers, all the people that since 2011 have been putting in their blood, sweat, and tears on this. And talk about taking barbecue and making a massive difference in the world when people need it most, man. Hats off to you and what you're doing out there and just spreading the love and care for people that need it the most. It's just absolutely fun to watch. And I love, you know, you see on the news the tragedies that happened, but man, you guys are waiting for the winds to, for the fires to kick down before you, and you're rolling in right on the foot of that and staking a little city and cooking up food for everybody. So such a needed response that you guys are doing. It's amazing.
Thank you. You know, safety is always our top priority, but as soon as we can do it, you know, we're going to be there. And that's been the mantra from day one. Is, you know, everybody's got to be safe. You know, mm-hmm. you do things, if you do stupid things, you know,
win stupid
it doesn't help anybody. And so for us, we'll continue. And again, we want to continue to build across, you know, we have several of the volunteers that have been with us now from ALNA that have now gone on to travel the country, or Dale, who's local. Dale mm-hmm. is, you know, Dale works behind the scenes on our virtual volunteer team because he can't really travel and do. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting there at a keyboard answering phone calls, you know, working with groups that are ordering meals or people that we're trying to get moved. And then Tom, who's also local on the Washington side, mm-hmm. Tom, I think, went to two disasters last year. We flew Tom to Florida.
Yeah.
Because he could give us enough time.
Yeah.
And, that's the whole thing is we brought in for Florida last year for the hurricanes. We brought in people from 29 different states to the state of Florida.
Yep.
To volunteer and to help.
Yep.
And the only criteria is that, hey, you can give basically 5 days on the ground.
Easy. Yeah.
Put them up in a bunk room and give them three meals a day and they're going to work hard, but boy, howdy, when they get the opportunity to see where that meal's going
mm-hmm.
and if they're lucky enough to be there when they get that hug from that person that hasn't had one,
priceless.
It's priceless. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Stan Hayes, my friend, hopefully to see you here real soon when you come into my neck of the woods. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on. And guys, take a look, Operation Barbecue Relief. Make sure and pop in there and have a good time. Thanks for coming on the show today, brother. And let's see if we can get the awareness out there so people can show up to this or any one of the other events you've got going on out there.
Eric, appreciate it. It's always good to see you, and I'm looking forward to see you next week.
Sounds good, brother. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio. Ooh.
producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.